Where we are looking at the economic repercussions of the failure to form a government in Lebanon. Some strong words on that this morning from the French President Emmanuel Macron. We are joined now from Beirut by Dr. Nasser Saidi, former Lebanese Minister of Economy and President of Nasser Saidi and Associates. Dr. Nasser, good morning.
Good morning to you, Randy.
What did you make of Mustafa Adib's statement and his decision to step down?
Well, he was put into an impossible situation. He was given a strong mandate by President Macron and also during President Macron's visit to form a government of independent experts and specialists who are independent of the various political parties and factions, which is really what Lebanon requires to end its economic and financial nightmare. They were given 2 weeks to help Adib form this government. However, several problems arose. A major one was that the Shiite factions, Amal and Hezbollah, requested to maintain the Ministry of Finance in the hands of the Shiites. And then also that they would nominate their own ministers. And, of course, this would have been an invitation to other parties to also nominate their own candidates. This went against what they had agreed with President Macron when he visited on the 1st of September. And, of course, as a result of that, Adib just threw in the towel, because it would have meant it would have been another cabinet similar to the Diab government, which failed.
So what does this mean, sorry, Dr. Nasser, what does this mean for Lebanon economically? Where are we right now?
Well, as you know, the numbers for Lebanon are distressing, to say the least. You've got a depression of a decline of GDP of around 25%. Inflation is heading into hyperinflationary territory. We saw year-on-year August prices of 120% and rising. Food prices are rising even further. Unemployment is in excess of 35% of the population. We've got food poverty now at around 28% of the population, overall poverty over 55% of the population. And the reserves of the central bank are being depleted. Reserves are being depleted partly because there continues to be capital outflow, but also because the central bank has been subsidizing some essential foodstuffs, pharmaceuticals, as well as fuel. And if they continue subsidizing these, they will probably run out of reserves within less than a year. So that is the situation that Lebanon is now in. So unless you act very quickly, you are already in the abyss. You need to move out of the abyss. You need to rebuild confidence in the banking sector, in the economy, in economic and political governance. This is where we are right now. And it's not clear that the political factions in Lebanon are willing to let go of their own side interests and factional interests for the sake of the country. This is why President Macron said this is collective treason. Now, those are big words coming from the French president. Let's hope that the Lebanese political factions and leadership understand the meaning of being accused of collective treason against their own country.
What kind of reforms could help Lebanon at this stage? I mean, what could any government do to lift the country out of this crisis?
It was very clear when President Macron visited, and even before that, that you need a cabinet which with a particular mission. The mission is an economic and financial mission above all else. One of the first things that you want to do is to introduce a law on capital controls. This has been discussed since October last year, since October 2019. Unless you have a law on capital controls, you will continue to have capital flight, i.e. you will continue to have the rich and well-connected get their deposits out of the country and therefore lead to even lower reserves. That has to come first. The second point is about electricity reform. Lebanon, for the past 25 years, has been one-third of its deficit has come from mal-governance of the electricity sector. So you need to deal with electricity very quickly by forming a supervisory board for the electricity sector. Number three, you've got to introduce a series of budget-cutting exercises and restructure the public debt. Those are the four things that you need to undertake immediately. And these can be undertaken very simply, and we know exactly what needs to be done because they have been discussed with the IMF. We know what needs to be done, and much of this can be done within less than 3 months. On top of that, there is, of course, one major element, that is humanitarian aid, following the August 4 explosion at the port of Beirut. President Macron mentioned yesterday that he is going to convene nations and international organizations to help humanitarianly Lebanon, probably by mid-October. So those are the items really on the agenda. It doesn't go beyond that for the immediate steps that you need to take.
Before we let you go, Dr. Nasser, let me ask you about the falling currency that Richard mentioned a few moments ago. How bad can that actually get, and what does it mean in practical purposes on the ground?
Well, the sharp depreciation was, of course, panic after Adib offered his resignation. So it jumped. We don't know that the prices, of course, are on an unorganized market. So they jumped to 8,300, some say up to 9,000. But these are few transactions. However, the prospects for further depreciation of the Lebanese pound is certainly on the ground unless you have capital controls very quickly, unless you have a restoration of confidence with a new government in place, with specialists and experts undertaking it, and not politics as usual. Otherwise, you're going into hyperinflationary territory and further depreciation of the Lebanese pound. And remember, you've already got more than 90% since October last year.
Dr. Nasser, we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Dr. Nasser Saidi, the president of Nasser Saidi and Associates and the former economy minister of Lebanon.